Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. If you're like most of us these days, you probably feel that focusing your attention on one thing at a time is a luxury you just don't have. Julio Martinez Trillo, associate professor of physiology at McGill University, explains how research is indicating that our brains may be built for multitasking.
Contrary to popular belief, the brain has a limited capacity. It can only process about 1% of the information that the eyes take in. To solve this problem, the brain has evolved the mechanism of attention. Attention is like a filter that allows us to focus on relevant information and discard the irrelevant. How does the brain pay attention to multiple objects? Do we rapidly move a single spotlight of attention back and forth between objects? Or do we zoom out the spotlight to include all the relevant objects but also distractors nearby? Or can we split the spotlight and only attend to relevant objects while excluding distractors? My team and I set out to solve this puzzle. We recorded the brain activity in two monkeys as they paid attention to two objects on the screen. There was also an object in between designed to distract their attention. We found that the monkeys' brains were able to suppress the distractors and focus on the two targets. This rules out the theory that attention works like a single spotlight zooming around. The speed at which the monkeys perceive a change in the features of the two objects rules out that they rapidly switched a single spotlight of attention between them. We could only conclude that they split attention into two different spotlights while excluding the distractors. These results show that the primate brain has evolved to attend to more than one object at a time. We can indeed multitask. Finding the limits to splitting attention will require more research, but these findings may give us some hints into what causes attentional deficits in some school-age children.
That was McGill University's Julio Martinez Trujillo. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.